USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Key primary elections are being held in New York, Florida, and Oklahoma Tuesday. In the Sunshine State, possible opponents for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis include Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist or State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried. The UN Security Council is looking at the troubling situation around a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Russian shelling has raised alarms about the possibility of a nuclear catastrophe.
Common sense must prevail to avoid any actions that might endanger the physical integrity, safety, or security of the plant.
UN Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo calling for military restraint and said the breach of the facility could have catastrophic consequences. The slump on Wall Street continues at the closing bell, the Dow losing 154 points. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
A whistleblower is speaking out from a social media company.
Twitter's former head of security filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, accusing it of failing to protect sensitive user data and lying about its security problems. Peter Zatko, who said he was fired as Twitter's head of security earlier this year, submitted the complaint last month to the Securities and Exchange Commission. His submission says that he uncovered extreme egregious deficiencies by Twitter in every area of his mandate, including privacy, digital and physical security, platform integrity, and content moderation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Students in Ohio's largest school district will start the new school year Wednesday despite a teacher strike. Columbus City School students will begin the year with online learning while teachers are on strike. The city's mayor has asked the teachers' union and the school board to return to negotiations, saying many students have already missed out on school due to COVID. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Pfizer is announcing its COVID vaccine for children under 5 is 73% effective after 3 shots. The FDA authorized the shot in June. Thousands of illegal immigrants continue to enter the United States through the southern border. Alongside the asylum seekers, drug cartels also smuggle drugs across the border as well. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz tells Fox News that the only way to end this crisis is to involve the military.
I think we have to get the military involved here. This is a clear and present danger to the stability of our country. Americans are dying by the hundreds of thousands.
The cartels manufacture fentanyl and counterfeit pills to make it resemble Xanax, Adderall, or oxycodone. Fentanyl is driving the major increase in overdose deaths in the United States in recent years. Amazon and DirecTV are signing a deal that will air Thursday night football in bars and restaurants. DirecTV for Business provides content to over 300,000 bars, restaurants, casinos, and hotels. The deal will start this Thursday when the San Francisco 49ers take on the Houston Texans in Week 3 of the preseason. Amazon's Thursday night football makes its regular season debut during Week 2 when the Los Angeles Chargers travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.